honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and it is so nice to live with intention. You know, we've talked about that here on the show, but what does that really mean? Well, here to talk more about that is the wonderful Clay Williams. Clay, we're so thrilled to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Clay, tell us a little bit about yourself and your work.
Well, I'm a lifestyle consultant, so we're in New York City, but we're able to travel all over. And what is that we do? We work with people in sort of discovering the spiritual progression of the self. How is it that you believe that what is that you believe? What are some of the lessons that you need to learn this lifetime? What are some of those sort of life coaching techniques that you need in order to transition to the next phase of your life? And so we're a full-service lifestyle consulting firm that focuses holistically on the interior as well as the exterior. So it's wellness as well as some of the image consulting as well.
Oh, that's amazing. So do you also focus on food, what people are eating, or is it strictly more on goal setting and, like you said, knowing what our journey should be in this lifetime?
More so goal setting. So we do fitness consultations. We do the image style consulting as well as the life coaching as well.
Yeah, I could use some of that image style consultant, since all I ever wear 24/7 is athletic gear. You know, Andrea, I was joking with Clay last time I spoke with him on It's Your Health that he's got to come over and we got to go shopping. So, but the outside's good, but the inside is even more important. What are some of the things that people are really striving for, Clay, that you see in your practice?
Yeah, so I think a lot of times people are just trying to just really learn how to be themselves in any environment that they walk into. You know, sometimes it's great when you're in the midst of your friends and your family, but what does it look like when you're crossing over to some of your professional relationships, the moment you feel that you have to deviate who you are in order to fit into a certain group? I think that's one of the really big problems that I see with a lot of clients that I work with.
Which makes a lot of sense, too, and I love that, because I think for a lot of people, keeping them separate is easy, but molding them together and knowing how to cross over from one to the next could be difficult. So I think what you do is so amazing, because you help people, I guess it's fully integrating it into their lifestyle, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's not just one way in which we should learn how to live. We should learn to live our very best in every, you know, capacity in human engagement. And that is literally being as authentically possible as you possibly can. It's not worrying what other people think, what they believe about you, how you feel that you should be accepted by them. It's walking into the space and saying, I am here.
So, Clay, can you give us an example of, let's say, one person in particular that you've helped, that if you've made a world of difference in their life?
Sure, absolutely. I have one particular client who she was in a cut between a transition where her job was eliminated, and she ended up losing her home and having to move back home with her parents. And it was a really daunting task of, okay, I had this perception of being this amazing account executive. Now I'm back at home with my family. I'm no longer in a relationship that I was supposed to be married in and with kids. And how is it then that I am able to walk into all these different spaces and still be myself without having that image of who it was I used to be? And so we worked together to sort of close the gap between her past and her present. I assisted her with understanding that everything that she experienced from her past was leading her up to the lesson she had to get in order to be the person that she said she wanted to be. And so we worked for a month through one of the planning interval packages, where we literally did some really hard and dirty work. I mean, for me and my clientele, it's not me sitting at in a office, you're on a couch. We're doing some really hard work. And for some people, we're meeting in parks. We're having conversation in bars. Some conversation, some homework has led us to in the New York City subway, where we're going from stop to stop, and really getting to the nitty-gritty and overcoming fears. And so from that, she was able to move on to not only have a salary increase, she was able to get to her dream home. She's in a loving relationship where both parties are it's reciprocal in terms of love and giving, and they both are able to contribute. And now she's finally on her way to opening her own business as well.
Oh, that is fantastic. You mentioned Plan A when you were telling that great story. Your book is There Is Only Plan A, A Journey Towards Self-Discovery and Renewed Purpose. So what is Plan A?
So Plan A is the discovery of your purpose and passion in life. It's the journey, the sustaining measures of how you're actually going to get there. A lot of people think that, you know, plan A is just this pinnacle at the top of a mountain. You know, I'm there, I can't wait to get to the goal. But it's what are those steps that you actually have to take that's part of the process that is grueling. That could be, you know, difficult, but that is really grooming you for the person that you say you want to be and that you're called to become.
Oh, I just think that's wonderful. What led you to this type of work?
Well, I went to graduate school at Princeton, and while I was working there, I was also a manager at Ralph Lauren across the street to kind of offset the cost of grad school. And it was interesting because I was experiencing so much, quote-unquote, ministry while I was working with people at Ralph Lauren. They would start coming in and shopping with me and telling me about their life stories and what it was that they wanted, some of the difficulties that were happening. And before I knew it, we were having coffee and tea and, you know, having drinks over, you know, a God, universe, their relationships and, you know, their dreams. And no one knew that I was obtaining a Master's Divinity degree across the street. And I said to myself, there has to be a way that I could juxtapose my love for nurturing the interior with styling the exterior. And then Plan A was born.
I love it. I think that's so great. I mean, I was just, you know, I was looking at your website. And for those of you who are listening and want to learn more about Clay, it's Clay with a K. So KlaysWilliams.com. So important that you have the S in there. And you can see a beautiful picture of Clay when you go onto his website.
So
and
I handsome. Think it's great because,
thank you.
Sorry.
I couldn't resist.
No, you're very handsome. But it's so nice because you got a great, you know, a great website. You look great. You look the part. And, you know, and the key is really helping us feel good on the inside and on the outside, right? Because really, we could look good, but we may not be feeling good on the inside. And we really want the two to match, right? Because you want to feel good on the inside and the out. So I think it's great what you're doing, Clay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it really is good work. And you must be so fulfilled from it, especially from that story you told. To know that you're making a difference in people's lives is so gratifying.
It is. And when I work with someone and you get to see like that light bulb go off, like that aha moment, as so many people refer to. That really is kind of like the pinnacle for you know, me doing what it is that I do, is just being of service and allowing people to get from step A to B to C and to get to that goal. It's just this most amazing feeling.
You know, it's funny. I know somebody here who works with people. She's a personal shopper or somebody that a personal dresser, I guess we can call her. And which reminds me of you very much. She's based in Canada and you're in New York. And what she does is she always talks about how changing people's lives just by helping them learn how to dress or just by helping them put on makeup properly or choose a color that really brings out their eyes or makes them look a certain way has such a profound effect on how people feel and then in turn how they act. And I'm getting that sense that that's what you help people do too. I mean, on your website, look at the picture of you know, shopping. So do you take people to stores to look for outfits? You take them for makeovers? I mean, we have about maybe a minute left, but just kind of give us an idea of what somebody, you know, reserved a session with you. What would that look like?
Great. So the first thing we do is we want to start with your closet. What do you actually have in your personal space? What are some things that do not work for you? What are some things that do work for you? Because a lot of times people want to go shopping when they have a massive wardrobe that they just don't know how to mix and match. And so then after that process, we'll then go shopping, but we'll, of course, make sure there's a budget that's set in place. And we also want to make sure that that new look is reflective of the interior as well.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Clay. So again, his website is claysWilliams.com. And you can follow Clay on Twitter at Plan A with Clay. That's really cute. It rhymes. Plan A with Clay on Twitter. I like it. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Clay. Good luck. I think it's great what you're doing. And I think a lot of people will benefit. Yeah,
have
it's
a great,
great.
Day.
I'm Andrea. You too. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and dress for success. Stay well.